This is Twit.
Should we talk about this ad that that Microsoft pulled?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I've already lost track of the timing on this. It might have been Friday of last week. Does that sound right? Or Thursday?
Yeah, I think it was.
They released a new build of Windows 10, again, with no new features and no known issues to the fast ring. And if you used Microsoft Edge to go to firefox.com or google.com/Chrome and clicked on the download button, this kind of obnoxious advertisement for Edge would pop up. That Microsoft has done, or still, or as you say, Windows 10 does have other ads for Edge in Windows 10. When you go to change the default browser, for example. But this one was happening at download time, like literally when you click the download link. And so it's kind of an aggressive new stance on this thing, which a lot of people kind of don't like. There is a running gag about Edge that the only reason anyone uses it is to download the browser they actually want to use. But it's really not much of a gag. Like, you know, Edge only has 4% market share. I mean, or usage share. It's not that many people use it. And obviously Microsoft knows this. And so how do you prevent that? I don't know. I guess you make a better browser. But one of the ways too is you put these things up in front of people. Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that? And you know, as I usually do, I handled this with grace and calmness and patience. And many other people overreacted, but since then they've released a new build, like the one we were just discussing. And actually, this build no longer has that behavior.
Ask you a crazy thing about this? So. Mm-hmm. I don't think this was just in the Insider build, because I have the Surface Go, and I decided finally I had it with Edge because it's so terrible with JavaScript heavy sites like TweetDeck, which I live in. So I switched off of Windows 10S, went to home mode. First thing I did was download Chrome. Right. And I believe I got this same pop-up. And just because I was like, oh, brother, I was just like, no, install anyway, click. I didn't really dwell on it or like obsess over it, because I was like, yeah, I get what they're trying to do, but no. And I'm like, wait, I think they were testing this more than just the Insider build. I think whoever instigated this test, I don't even know if it was the Edge team, you know, like it could have been a different team at Microsoft who just said,
as the show was starting, I wanted to look at the weather, and I opened the weather app in Windows 10. This is on RS 5 or 1809. Yeah. And instead of the weather app coming up, what I got was a full page ad for the news app on Android and iOS. Mm. Right. And at first I thought, I don't really like this kind of thing, but yeah, you know, okay, I guess I could kind of see it. But then I realized I'm looking at the weather app. I didn't load the news app. It wasn't like, hey, we see you're using news. Maybe you want to use it on mobile too. Like, I think I might have given that one a pass. But when I realized it was weather, it was like a different app. And I was like, oh, what is this? Crazy. So I posted a picture of it on Twitter, whatever. I know I overreact to everything. But like I said, they have various ways of advertising Edge when you're using a different browser. There are the things that slide over from the side and they go into Action Center. There's the thing you see in the Settings app. This thing with the download link is something new. I don't know if they were, using it on non-insider builds. I will say that it's possible you could have seen something very much like it. So even if they aren't, this is something heavy-handed. And that's the dark side of this little victory, because that thing is not in the new build, but
yeah.
All the other awfulness is still in there. So, they just keep, they keep pushing and they keep pushing and they keep pushing. And I just don't see this ending. And so it's still an escalation. Yes, I'm glad they listened, because lots of people complained, and they should, because this behavior is terrible. But it doesn't remove all the other terribleness, for sure. And, that stuff's still there.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to guess that they're getting good results on this. Otherwise, why do they keep doing it?
Like spam callers probably get good results too. Is this the model?
I'm not saying I think it's a good model, but something has to be reinforcing their belief that this is a good way to try to get people to try stuff.
So I, with my advanced degrees in psychology, I've often said, but I've always felt that this has, this is one of those things that is in the back of your mind. It's just like a little negative notch, another one and another one. And that each one of these steps is part of an experience that people will over time feel is overwhelmingly negative. And that mm-hmm. the time comes to buy a little Susie a computer for school or get a second computer for themselves for the, you know, you put out in the den when you're watching TV or whatever. And that's when they go like, you know what? I heard Chromebooks weren't annoying and they're like $200. Or I can afford it and I see the value in spending $1,000 to $2,000 on a MacBook because I know Apple's not going to do this crap and I've heard that these things just work. And it doesn't actually matter how true those things are. Yeah. I think that Microsoft is eating away at a big chunk of the user base that exists today and is thus ruining the chances of getting those people and their kids and whoever else they influence in the future. And I just see this as a net negative. No one wants to be annoyed.
You know what? We have to put this as a reminder in Cortana. When we get Chris Capasola, on the show this year, sure. around
like why?
Christmas,
like what's the, what,
right. Let's ask him about this because
well, let's
I'm sure
put it in Cortana.
Has,
we actually want to get this reminder. So
that's true. okay. Maybe Alexa. Anyway, I think we should ask him because I think it would be really, really interesting to hear his perspective and maybe a little insight into the telemetry and what they found and why they keep doing this. Let's ask him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm literally that neighbor who is overly sensitive to sounds and dogs barking and blah, blah, blah. But there's still sort of an early warning trigger that occurs with me. I feel like I saw this stuff in Windows 8 and I called it a slippery slope. And I was like, once you put it in there, they don't take it out. They just keep adding to it. And that is exactly, I get it. I'm not right all the time. Yeah. I don't mean it like that. But this is one beautiful example where I kind of saw this early on and I was like, this is going to get ugly. And I every time I see something like this, it's like I kind of clench up like, here we go again.
This doesn't bug the heck out of me like it does you. But what does bug the heck out of me around the same issue is when you have an app from them already installed. Say you have Office 365 and then you get an ad saying try Office 365. I'm like, wait a minute. You must know I have this, right? With all
this is from the company
data.
That is touting their AI prowess. And they don't even know that me, who has signed into my Windows computer with the same account I use for Office 365, has Office 365. You're not violating my privacy, guys. That's just common sense. You should know that.
That annoys me more.
Yes.
That one.
It's crazy.